I got a phone call on Motzei Shabbos from a Talmud of mine who was at an NCSY leadership Shabbaton, and he said, Rebbe, we want to know if we were Yotzei Havdalah and what to do about it. Why? What happened? Well, they had a musical guest perform Havdalah, and he did it over a microphone, so everyone heard Havdalah through a microphone. So they want to know, are they Yotzei Havdalah through a microphone? And if not, what do they do about it? So the truth is, this is not only an issue by Havdalah, this is an issue by many, many mitzvos. Can one hear Megillah through a microphone? Can one bench with a Zimun through a microphone? Can one hear Sheva Brachos under the Chuppah through a microphone? Can one be Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah through a microphone? You're on a bus trip and someone wants to say Tfilas HaDerech and be Motzi everyone in Tfilas HaDerech. Can you do that through a microphone? So really, it's just about whether Shomea Ka'ona applies through a microphone. And all the posts can work off of the same sugya. The immediate sugya that they turn to is a sugya in Rosh Hashanah that talks about being tokea b'toch habor, that a person's tokea shofar into a bar. So im kol shofar yatza, if kol shofar shama, you hear the actual sound of the shofar, so yatza. But if kol avara yatza shama, but you only hear the sound of the echo, not the sound of the shofar, even though the echo is clearly created by the sound of the shofar, then you're not yotze. So what is a microphone? Is a microphone a kol havara, or is it like the call itself, an amplification of the actual call, as opposed to like a klisheni, like a kol sheni, like a kalavara would be? So that's really what the whole thing boils down to. Now, very clearly, it should be noted that you can do Havdalah in a very musical and enjoyable way, largely over a microphone without getting into any shailas. Very simply, hine kel Yeshua si, those psukim at the beginning, do all the microphones you want, you know, sing as long as you want. And then when it comes to the actual brachos, then you just take away the microphone or shut off the microphone and make sure the person is ready to boom his voice a little bit louder, and then you avoid all shailas. Meaning there's no shaila that you're allowed to do the psukim over a microphone, because that's not the actual Havdalah. You don't need to be motzi someone in the celebratory psukim that we have at the beginning of Havdalah. So the early, in earlier, when I say early poskim, I mean before the last 40 years or so, there are a couple of rayas that the Achronim bring. First of all, in the Tshuvas Halachos Ketanos, Chedav Beis and Reish Ayin Vav, he says that a baskol is no good, but he distinguishes between a baskol and a kolavara. That a baskol, on some level, is something different. He says that if a person, they were sitting in a ma'ara, and they read them in a cave, and they read the Megillah, and one person heard from a distance the baskol, or a shofar was blown in a cave, and they heard the baskol. And he starts distinguishing, he quotes the Rosh Hashanah Chavtes Amud Aleph, that about kolavara, and he says that there's some difference between a baskol and kolavara, but he says baskol is not good enough. So the editor on the Tshuvas Halachos Ketanos just points out that hu adin that you're not yotzei with a microphone, because there's no kesher between the medaber and the shomea. So Rav Asher Weiss, in his tshuva on the topic, just points out, it must be printed in one of his svarim, but I found it on the Tvuna website, on the website which has all of Rav Asher's tshuvas. So Rav Asher, in his tshuva, just points out he doesn't understand what that's even talking about. What is the baskol if not a kolavara? So it's unclear what the Halachos Ketanos is talking about. Very difficult to bring a raya from the Halachos Ketanos. The other major source in an earlier Achron is from Rav Yosef Engel in Gilyonei Hashas in Brachos Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. He also talks about, and this should be pointed out, that a microphone and a telephone, l'chora, have the same din. That if you're yotze with a microphone, you're yotze with a telephone. If you're not yotze with a telephone, you're not yotze with a microphone. L'chora. Now I say l'chora because there may be room to distinguish that if you're in the same room as the person and maybe you could have heard him anyway, so maybe you are hearing his voice a little bit and not only the sound that's emanating from the speakers. So maybe that would be different. But pashtus, most of the poskim assume that it's the same thing. So Rav Yosef Engel, discussing a telephone, says that since the chokrei hateva, since those who know science understand that when you hear anybody's voice, you're not really hearing their voice. There are sound waves that have to travel through the atmosphere before they come into your ear and you're able to hear it. So my nafkamina, whether it happens naturally through the atmosphere that we're sitting in or it happens through a microphone, either way, you're not actually hearing the voice. You're hearing some reflection of that voice the way you're able to internalize it. So that's what Rav Yosef Engel says, and therefore, a microphone and telephone are no different than hearing any other voice, and you'd be yotzei. So Rav Asher Weiss points out out. And the way that, that Rav Yehuda Engel says is that obviously the when you hear any voice, it's only a grumma. It's indirect. So l'maynaf kamina, whether it's a grumma through hearing in a normal way, or a grumma through hearing with a microphone or a telephone. So Rav Asher Weiss points out, l'chora, this has nothing to do with grumma. Grumma is when it's clearly indirect. Something that appears to be direct is not a grumma. And plus, this isn't about indirect. This is about what the definition of kol is. And it could very well be that the definition of a kol, of a human voice, is in the natural way to hear it. And you wouldn't call it a definition of kol if it's not the natural way to hear it. So this is so what we actually say, l'maisa, is a big machlokas in the poskim. Ramesh, in two places in Igros Moshe, Or Chaim Chelek Beis Simon Kof Ches, and Or Chaim Chelek Dalet Simon Sadi Aleph, says that the das is noted to assume that you would be Yotze with a microphone, but he says obviously you shouldn't do it l'chadchila. I don't recommend doing it l'chadchila because it is at least a machlokas. So why would you get involved in machlokas? Plus, he mentions we try not to do things in a new way that was never done before. We don't innovate just to innovate. It's not a good idea. We have traditions of how to observe the mitzvahs of our religion, so we continue to observe them the way they've always been observed. So he says, are you Yotze? Yeah, probably you are Yotze. But he doesn't recommend it. In the Chazon Ish is quoted by Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Chelek Aleph Siman Tes of Mincha Shlomo in Ha'arad Dalet. He quotes a Chazon Ish that since the voice is heard simultaneous to when it is said, it works. Meaning he thinks this is different than Kol Avara. Kol Avara is you're an echo. So someone talks, right? You hear the echoes after the actual sound of the that was emanated from the person's mouth, as opposed to when you're hearing it through a microphone, you hear it immediate. So since it's immediate, it's simultaneous, it's without a delay, so the Chazon Ish thought that that one would be Yotze. Rav Avadya Yosef in Yabiyom Rechel Gdal Tzimin Yudches discusses a shaila that he thinks is similar. If a person has false teeth and he's only able to speak when his teeth are in, he's only able to make all the sounds, so can you be Yotze Shomei Akona when he has false teeth? So he says, oh, it's just like a microphone, and since the poskim say that you can be Yotze Shomei Akona with the microphone, you can be Yotze Shomei Akona with false teeth as well. So Rav Asher Weiss writes, l'chora pashut she'ein anidon dom l'riyah, that these two cases have nothing to do with each other. He says, when it comes to false teeth, he says, "Pashut shemotzi achem ridechavos." Of course, you could be motzi. Demalanim shneim tivios. Why do I care if they're your natural teeth or not your natural teeth? Kimin shemi kol makom hakol kol Yaakov. At the end of the day, it's your voice. It's you're producing the sound. But b'machshir shmiya with a microphone, a telephone, you're not hearing the kol amedaber. You're hearing an electronic noise that was made by the microphone. That's all. So he doesn't think the comparison is a valid comparison. But the list of the mekilim includes the Tshuva Shari Deach, Madura Tinyana, Or Chaim Simon Beis, Rav Ari Tzvi Frimer and Tshuva Sarat Tzvi, Simon Chav Gimel, Rav Vosner and Shevra Levi, Chelek Hei, Simon Pei Dalid, the Minchas Aluzer, in Chelek Beis, Simon Ayin Beis, although in Nishma Shabbos, Rav Harfinis, the Satmar Dayan, in Chelek Beis, Simon Tovkov Samach Vav, he writes that there's a tradition in the Munkacher Chasidim that the Minchas Aluzer changed his mind, and that later he was Machmir, but he's not sure how reliable that Shmua is, that the Minchas Aluzer changed his mind. Now, it should be noted that if you're makil on this, means you hold that it is a kol, that the sound that heard through a microphone and a telephone is a kol, that would mean that you would be machmir on kalisha, right, for sure, because you hold that it's the kol of it. If a woman sings in a microphone, that's still kalisha. If you're machmir on a voice through a microphone, you say that it's not called a kol, there's room to argue, why aren't we makil on kalisha? Meaning, or maybe we should be. Maybe a woman singing in a microphone should not be called. Meaning, if you hold that a sound through a microphone is not considered a human voice, it's just considered an electronic sound, said maybe you should be making with Kalisha. So some of the posts can refer to this. They discuss this issue and they say, yeah, but we're machmir on Kalisha. You know, but not Mikra Din, but you know, it's kedai to be machmir on Kalisha. If you hold it's a suffix, so then you understand. You want to stay away from relying on any kulas if you hold that you're, it's a suffix ledina. Now, who are the machmirim? So Shlomo Zalman, Shlomo Chelek Aleph Siman Tes, first has a long description of how microphones and telephones work, didn't understand very much of it. And then at the end he says, based on that, it's obvious that this is not a human voice, and therefore you cannot be yotze through hearing something through a microphone. Rav Menashe Klein in Mishnah Halachos Chel Ches Siman LaMezayin writes that he understands that there are people who are mekel. He also understands that not every rabbi knows science and understands the physics of it, but anyone who understands the physics of it realizes that it's not a human voice, and that therefore you cannot be yotze shomea ka'ona. I believe Rav Menashe Klein makes that connection with Kalisha and says, so really it's not Kalisha, but you know, we should be machmir anyway. And there are many other poskim that are amongst the machmirim, including Rav Breish and Chalkas Yaakov Chalgalv Simnon Tess, the Pasadcha Kuv Chavav in the name of Chaim Salvechik, the Debrezina Rav in two different places in Chalag Gimel Simnon Kuv Samach Vav, and at the end of Chalag Vav he has something called the Kuntros Electric, where he discusses all shailas related to electricity. So he's machmir over there as well. He thinks absolutely we should not be makel on this shaila. Chuvas Pnei Maven or Chaim Simnon Gimel. Good, a nice impressive list of machmirim as well. Minchas Yitzchak in Chalag Beis and Kuv Yud Gimel quotes from a Tzvi Pesach Frank that only shofar is no good because you can't have any mixture of another kol with the kol shofar. But with other things, then maybe it would be good because you're hearing a mixture of the two voices. And hearing a mixture of the two voices is okay when you're trying to hear the human voice. But l'chora, that would only work if you actually also hear the human voice at the same time that you're hearing the call of the microphone. Rav Sternbach in Tshuvas V'Hanhagos Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Nun Hei says that for Kriyas HaTorah you could be yotzei through a microphone, but not for everything else. Why Kriyas HaTorah? Demi says, like, for example, when like there are thousands of people at the Kotel for Hakel or something, and they're reading from the Torah. So why would Kriyas HaTorah be better than anything else? He says, because Kriyas HaTorah is a din in Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah doesn't really make a difference that it be the kol. It's not a din in a kriya per se. It's just that everyone should hear that there should be Limud Torah Barabim from the Sefer Torah. But when it comes to other things where you actually need the kol, he thinks one cannot be yotzei. Rav Sternbach discusses this in greater detail in a couple places in a Sefer Moadim Uzmanim. So lemaisa, bottom line, what do we hold? So Rav Shechter thought that, first of all, he said you can't look at any of these tshuvas to determine what we hold because the technology keeps on changing. So what, you know, some of these tshuvas that would say that it's a human voice, maybe nowadays would say, based on the way it works now, that it's not a human voice, or vice versa. So he says it's very, very hard to judge based on these early tshuvas. Rav Sobolovsky, I spoke to him because he's the posik for NCSY. So a person called from an NCSY Shabbaton. So he told them, these people that heard Havdalah through a microphone, that we should be machmir l'chadchila not to hear Havdalah through a microphone. But if you did, you can't repeat Havdalah because it's going to be a bracha levatala. If Moshe's right that you were yotze, then it's going to be a bracha levatala. So if you find someone who hasn't said Havdalah yet, so have that person say Havdalah and you'll have in mind to be yotze with him. So that will be wonderful. But if you can't find anyone who hasn't said Havdalah yet, so then just leave it be. You can't do anything because you can't be machmir. It's going to be a bracha levatalah. So I said to Rabbi, I saw Rabbi Sobolovsky yesterday. I said to him, you know, but every NCSY Shabbaton, I'm told, that's what they do. They make Havdalah in a microphone. He said, what? He couldn't believe it. He's the posik for NCSY. Apparently they never asked him that one. That he said, I can't believe that they would make Havdalah through a microphone. He said, they asked me about Tfilas HaDerech on the bus. And he said, he told them, don't do it in a microphone. Just scream it really loud when you're going on a trip to say it to be motzi everyone Tfilas HaDerech. Instead of screaming, to have someone stand toward the middle of the bus where the voice can carry to both sides and do it that way rather than do it through a microphone. He said, I guess they didn't make the tushtel that you know, that the same should be true for Havdalah, that it should not be done through a microphone. It's interesting, in the Nishma Shabbos, Rav Harfenis isn't convinced that a man shouldn't make Havdalah again, to take away the double negatives, thinks that it could be a man should have to make Havdalah again if he heard through a microphone. He's pretty convinced that Rav Moshe is incorrect about this, and that Rav Shlomo Zalman is correct, that you're not yotzei, that it's not a kol at all. So he says, for a woman where it's a machlokes rishonim, whether she's chayv in Havdalah in the first place, so he wouldn't say to say Havdalah again. But for a man, he says, maybe you should say Havdalah again. Then Rav Asher Weiss has this gewaldic chiddush in his tshuva on this topic, where he says that Shomea Ka'ona is not a halachic statement. Shomea Ka'ona is a statement of reality. It's a statement of the definition of amira, meaning what differentiates amira from hirhur, saying something versus just a thought alone. He says amira is that you're saying something that others can hear. You're saying things that can be heard. And it's two sides of the same coin, Shomea and Ona. So that's why the Gemara says, Shomea Kona b'chol makom. What do you mean b'chol makom? Say l'chol alacha, l'chol dinim, right? What's b'chol makom? So he says, b'chol makom is broader than dinim. It doesn't mean for all halachos. It means b'chol makom. It means Shomea and Ona are two sides of the same coin. It's the definition of Amira if you're saying something in a way that it could be heard. So he says, you don't need a call. You don't need it to be a human voice. You just need that what you are saying is being heard. And therefore, he thought, one is Yotzei. He says, one is Yotzei. He says, once you say that, it could be that even it's not kol ha'adam, but since it's so similar and it's immediate, and you can't even tell the difference between the voice of the person and the voice that you hear coming out electronically, so he says it could be that we would apply Shomea Ka'one, a very, very great Chiddush, Kedarko B'Kodesh, but that's what he suggests, La Halacha. I asked Rabbi Sablovsky about Sheva Brachos. You know, why would you need Shomea Ka'one for Sheva Brachos? No one has to be Yotzei, just the Messiah Kedushin and whoever said the Chasan Kala right next to him. So Rabbi Willig is makbid not to say it into the microphone. So because the Gemara says that you need Tzir of Asara, you need a minion. You don't say Birch Chasanim El Ba'asara. You don't say Birch Chasanim if there's a minion. So it could be that you need a minion of people to hear the call of the person saying it. The only thing is it gets a little tricky because the Sheva Brachos are said by, you know, this the Zaydi of the Chasan and the Zaydi of the Kala, and very often they can't project, and you know, it's difficult to tell everyone that they're not allowed to use a microphone. So Rabbi Willig is makbid about it. Rabbi Sablovsky said he's not willing to pick fights with. He said he used to be makbid about it, but people got very upset, and it's not worth it. Better to just assume that by Sheva Brach said it's okay to say under a chuppah through a microphone, because what do you really need? Is it so clear that you need a din of shmiya over there, that everyone has to be shmiya? Not so clear that you need that, and certainly Rav Moshe holds it Yotzei anyway, so he thought it's not worth picking fights over when it comes to that. But certainly when it comes to being Yotzei mitzvos, we should try our best to avoid using a microphone.